Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam.
Platonic solids. Just wanted to see Seth's face. He's not into the platonic solids. He wants to jump straight into recap. You ready? You ready to jump straight in?
Well, just for the listeners at home, if this makes the cut, Shadow, aka Seth, is at the DM's lair due to technical difficulties.
What kind of lair actions can you do over there?
I have the power to call up all of the notes.
Wow.
It's a bonus action.
Wow, that could be scary.
Yeah. Sorry. that's the best I got.
Cast like some kind of stink cloud or something.
So, we kind of found ourselves in a stink pit. So, anyway, we started out the last session right after we had busted through the doorway from the scary killbot creature. What were they called?
Billbots.
Were they on the bridge?
No, on the bridge, those were killbots.
Killbots. We had killbots and broken through the door with Scruffy's help, and we got in to the terrifying room with the weird pillars sticking up out of some green goo. And we were on a little ledge right there inside the doorway. We began combat with this crazy guy named Sir Hardback and a wizard that we thought was likely Moloch, who we'd been hunting. Pretty early in the fight, Shadow's able to knock Moloch off of one of these pillars.
Oh, yeah.
And we discovered that there's acidic goo liquid down below us, and the whole party gets caught up in some webbing, at which point Moloch starts blasting people with lightning, which is an absolute travesty. A crazy battle commences, and there's blobs coming up over the ledges, there's people doing acrobatic leaps from pillar to pillar, there's Moloch doing Destiny 2 style Chaos Reach lightning attacks across the world, and eventually Moloch is defeated, and Sir Hardback is doing some weird shit.
Zombified Sir Hardback. So he was doing weird shit. So Alirlock had started off by scaring him away with the power of his deity. And so Sir Hardback had tried to jump away and failed and fallen in the pit. And then it ran out and he came back up. And then Tolik stabbed him with the longsword of Pallid Light and some weird shit happened.
That's right.
At that point, Tolik slays Hardback and Moloch drops his loot up on the tallest,
the highest point,
highest pillar. He drops a Rod of Oozes, a Cape of the Mountebank, a Wand of Secrets, a Potion of Invisibility, a +1 Dwarven Shield, 5 Seeker Darts, and a Ring of Jumping.
That is correct, although I don't think y'all had identified hardly any of that. I dropped all the loot in Discord, so y'all have it, but y'all had started trying to identify the Rod, because the ooze started moving again, and we had seen y'all trying to use the rod.
Use it.
Yeah.
And the players know that we couldn't use it because there was a timer debuff.
Right, essentially. Yeah, you can't control the same ooze again once it's been controlled.
But I don't know if the characters know that.
I think Alirlock rolled a high enough arcana on it and figured that out. I think that's how y'all found out.
At that point, a bunch of more of these goo pods attack, and Shadow just yeets himself airborne
into the ooze
and starts swimming towards this gondola lift system that's taking gelatinous cubes, I guess, up. And that's all we know, is they're going up. So chaos and insanity reigns free for a little bit as Tolok and Alirlock are scrambling around, and ultimately Tolok uses the Cape of Montebok. This is a pretty intense moment for Shadow because he's having flashbacks to the beautiful Busty Balvag interaction with his stone giant ex-girlfriend. And Tolok uses the Cape of Montebok to dimension door himself and Alirlock across the Giga Ooze room to get to Shadow, at which point all three of them, hacking and slashing away with these gelatinous cubes, move up the gondola to the top of the lift.
And we'll just start there, because there was, at the end of it, it was getting confusing about what was, where things were, and we're like, all right, we'll be done here. So I've created it in our illustrious Talespire, created by Bouncy Rock, and those guys, they just, you know, they're not a sponsor or anything, but I just love singing the praises of Talespire. So they released a new function to be able to file all your boards away. And so I was doing that the other day and had an issue with it and hopped on their Discord, and people had already talked about it. The developers had already responded. And I was just like, oh, you know, great to see this response. Here's mine, by the way, if it helps you troubleshoot. And they responded in like 15 minutes on their Discord. The developer was like, awesome. I had a chance to look at this earlier this week. I think I've got a fix. Assuming it doesn't break when we go to push it live, it should be in the next hot patch. It's just like, they're awesome. So anyways, Talespire's great.
Yeah, shout out Talespire. All the screenshots and stuff, if you follow us on D&D and Dummies Instagram, you can see what it looks like. But yeah, we love Talespire. So shout out for sure.
Let's just pick up right there. So, you guys were going up. Seth, Shadow had fought off his ooze and held on as it squished across him and fell into the Giga Ooze. And so you're standing in the basket area that raises up these gelatinous cubes. And as this thing goes up towards the top, Alirlock and Tolok are on the next gondola down from you, about 40 feet away or so, and they're riding on the top rope of theirs with a gelatinous cube below them. But Shadow, as this gondola reaches the top, you can see up above you the mechanism for returning the gondolas back down below. And so they're wrapping up over this thing, and you see the one in front of you kind of tip over as it hits the next one, and then it does the same thing to you, and the whole gondola kicks up like 90 degrees as it catches the lip on the edge of this small 10 foot by 10 foot concrete pad and kind of dumps you out of the basket into this bit here.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it like slides you off. It turns 90 degrees, so you can't stay in the basket, and it rubs you off.
Right. So you land here, and then you hear a click.
Shadow dives back the way he just got dumped off and grabs onto the ledge.
Okay, and yeah, so I rule you don't even need to make a save on that. You'll just be hanging off the ledge here. So it opens up, you just pull yourself up a little bit, and you can see it's about a 15 foot drop down into a hallway that runs perpendicular to the gondola shaft that y'all just came up.
Okay, and can I see if the previously traveling gelatinous cubes are right below me, or if I can I tell if they've moved one direction or another?
Make me a perception check.
23.
Okay, so you look down in there, and you don't see any sign of there being a cube directly inside of that thing.
Okay, so due to the fact that I sloughed off my cube and had squelched through my body or around my body, and my basket didn't drop one, Shadow's going to yeet himself into the hole.
Okay, so you yeet yourself in the hole. A moment after you do so, the platform slings back together. Tolik and Alirlok, you guys are riding up this thing, and I'm just going to move y'all's mini to the next gondola up. Imagine yours is riding up. So as yours approaches this thing, you saw Shadow flip off of this thing. You saw his gondola keep going up past him after it did the tip over thing. And yours is approaching this thing. Right as it goes to hit the lip and start to tip over, you feel a shaking, and the gondola, boom, stops moving and swings and just slams into the side of this thing. I actually need you both to make me a strength saving throw to see if you hold on to this rope as it just lurches and slams into this thing.
24.
14.
That is a success for both of you. So you guys both succeed on holding on to this thing, but the gelatinous cube slides off of this thing onto the little space that it was just on, and the doors open up again. Shadow, I need you to make a dex save to jump out of the way as these doors open up and a cube tries to fall on your head.
What a slacker!
Okay. I'll give you advantage on the save since you knew there's a good chance that something might be coming through.
25.
Okay, yeah, you easily... Yeah, you knew it was coming, you slip out of the way, and this thing falls through. Alirlok and Tolik, y'all are hanging onto this rope above this basket. What do you guys do?
It's already fallen in, the hole, the cube.
Yep, yeah, it opened up and the cube just... Shoomp.
Is there a cube on the next one coming below us?
You look down and you can see that far, right? What's your dark vision range?
60, I think.
60? Yeah, you can see. It doesn't look like there's a cube on the next one right below you, but also this thing just stopped. It, like, the whole rope system seems to have stopped. You're not sure if it was damaged or if something turned it off or what, but... Everything just ceased. Let's go ahead and go into turn-based mode.
Okay. Shadow, are you down there?
Yeah.
Sam, is the door still open? The hatch thing?
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Let's go ahead and go into... Everybody, let's roll initiative.
Okay.
As this thing slams into the wall here.
20.
20, nice.
6.
Not as nice.
10.
Okay, so Alirlok, you are going to go first. So what do you do as this thing lurches to a stop?
So as it lurches to a stop, and we noticed Shadow falling through the floor.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You guys could see up to where he was. And you saw him, he flipped over the side of it towards you guys. And then looked in and willfully, like, jumped in and over the floor.
Gotcha. So, as far as I'm aware, Shadow is engulfed by this gelatinous cube that has also followed him behind through the floor. So, I am going to do my damnedest to jump down there in a way that would prevent me from being engulfed.
Do you want to, like, jump down to the lip, like, above him? Like, where the basket meets the edge of this trapdoor section?
Like, right here?
Yeah. Is that what you're trying to do? Or are you trying to jump past the cube and get down into the trough?
Yeah, the lip will be fine if I can stay there and actually see down.
So you hop there and you can see this still jiggling cube that just landed right down below you.
Okay. I will cast a spiritual weapon at second level.
Okay.
I'm going to use that attack on that, on the gelatinous cube. That's going to be a 17 to hit.
That definitely hits.
It's 10 damage.
All right.
So spiritual weapon boom, materializes and out of the air, swoops down a little bit and kind of scrapes some off the top, for lack of a better word.
like scooping butter off the top of a surface.
Yeah. And that'll be my turn.
Okay. All right. That is your action to cast it, just bonus action to use it later.
Yep.
And next is actually going to be the cube's turn. So now, Shadow, mechanically, the cube is going to use its action to try to move towards you and engulf you. And I need you to make another dexterity saving throw.
16.
Oh, yeah. That is a success. You can be pushed 5 feet back if you so choose on a success to avoid being engulfed. That's his whole action if he just tries to suck you up. And then it's your turn, Shadow.
Okay. So what's behind Shadow? He's got this cube in front of him that he's contending with. What's behind him?
Make me a perception check or a survival check. Either one.
22.
Okay, so you look around you and you see a long hallway, smooth stone walls, sturdy construction, but kind of uninspired stone walls. And then running the other way, it looks like the stone ends about 30 feet away and continues off into a more rough cavern passageway. And with a 22, you feel like you recognize this space.
Oh boy.
As the space that y'all originally had a cube plop behind you and force you into Moloch's pits.
Okay. Can I tell if I'm going on the same path we went or if I'm going back the way we came from originally?
Well, right now, the cube is between you and the rough natural passage that y'all came in from.
Okay.
So it's pushing you the other way.
Okay. Shadow is going to blast it with Eldritch Blast.
Okay. All right.
21 to hit.
That definitely hits.
10 damage, and it'll knock it back 10 feet.
All right. Knock it back 10 feet, 10 damage.
And then it will hit another one.
Ooh, there you go.
That one.
Oh, man. Okay.
Shadow will say, guys, I knocked him out of the way. Get down here.
Well, you kind of knocked him back in the way because he had moved 10 feet towards you to try to engulf you.
What a whore.
So you blasted him back 10 feet. So you kind of put him right back where he was.
Never mind. I fucked up.
If you'd hit him twice, that probably would have worked. Oh, man. So now that this thing's back underneath the pit, Tolik, what's your plan? It's your turn.
I think I'll jump up next to a Leerlock on the ledge above it. And I will cast a firebolt down at it. Everything's still stopped, right?
Yes. Yeah, it seems to be totally stopped.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can hit this bad boy. 13 to hit.
13 hits.
Ooh, 14 damage.
Okay. Good roll on your damage. But you guys do know that these things are pretty hardy, big sacks of meat.
And I'll end my turn.
Okay, and at that moment, the doors go slamming shut again.
Shit.
And Alealock, it is your turn.
Is my spiritual weapon on the other side?
Do you need to be able to see your spiritual weapon to use it? That's the question.
It just says when you cast a spell, you can make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. It does not say I have to see it.
All right, then I think you can do it.
This is an unusual experience because normally I can see my spiritual weapon, so I use the same feeling and command and in my mind, and I make that attack. 18.
18 is definitely it.
11 damage.
Man, y'all are doing good on damage. So, Lyrlock, you used your bonus action to attack this guy. What else are you thinking?
I'm going to attempt to swing my club at the hatch.
Okay. Make me an attack roll, yeah.
22.
Alright, so you swing forward with this big old club smack, and you whack this thing, and break off a little chip of stone, and nothing happens for a moment, and then ka-shoong, the thing just opens back up again.
Oh, thank God.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. That's my turn.
Okay. All right. The cube is going to move back. Yeah, it's got 15 feet, so it's going to move the 10 feet you pushed it back, and then another 5 to try to get on top of you, Shadow. Need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
A bitch.
Well, yeah, he's a bitch. He's a giant cube of goo.
19
is a success. All right, so you can move back a couple feet and avoid that. Man, he really wanted to get you.
He's a bitch.
And then it's your turn.
Okay. Can I see where he is?
Yeah, yeah. He's about 15 feet.
How high is the ceiling?
It's a 15-foot ceiling. He only goes up about 10 feet or two. Oh, no, it's a 20-foot ceiling. 20-foot ceiling, and he only goes up about 10 feet of it.
So he's 10 foot tall and 10 foot long?
Yeah, he's a 10-foot cube. What is going through your mind right now?
I think Shadow Mike could leap over him.
I don't think so. But hold on. So your jump height is your strength modifier. It's equal to your strength modifier. What's your plus on your strength?
My plus on my strength?
Yeah.
3.
Yeah, so you can jump 3 feet in the air.
Okay, so anyway, he's going to hit it with the Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
You're knocking it back into us again.
Is he completely out from under him?
Yeah, he's pretty out from under him.
Okay. Shadow's going to swing his glaive.
All right.
That'll be a 21 to hit.
All right, 21 hits. D8 for Colossus Slayer, right?
Yeah, a D10 and a D8. So that'll be 18 damage.
Ooh! On one attack?
Yeah.
Dang.
And then he's going to swing his glaive again. I do 21 to hit.
All right, that's definitely a hit.
4 damage. No, 7. 7 damage.
7 damage, all right. A little less on the second hit, but dang, great first hit. This guy's starting to look a little bit unstable. His gelatinous gelatin starting to wobble down. Talik, what do you do?
I'm jumping in.
Okay.
And running up behind it with the longsword of Pallid Light, taking 2 swings. First one is a 22 to hit.
Definitely hit.
Oh, max damage, 16 damage on that one.
Ooh, that kills it.
All right.
Let's go.
Slick, slick, slicker, slack.
I chop through it, and as it falls to the ground, I just see Shadow on the other side of it. And I'm like, oh, hey.
Huh. Hey there. Hey there, Shadow. All right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Alirlock, right before your turn, the door slaps shut again.
Are you kidding me, dog? I freaking just attack it again.
Okay, maybe another attack roll.
Let me in, you bastard. Yeah, 20, 30.
20's good enough. It opens back up. I assume you want to jump in?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so y'all are out of initiative. So here you guys stand.
Looks familiar.
Yeah, looks very familiar. What do you guys want to do? This is the part where I get to sit back.
Why the fuck did we even come down here in the first place? It's been so long, I can't remember, guys.
We're looking for the space whale.
I think we've gone too deep. Let's get the hell out of here.
Well, we killed the bastard.
What do I know about the Underdark, Sam? Like, is it just endless? Like, what's up with it?
Yeah, so as far as you know, it's basically... it's an entire world. There are multiple different species that have complex societies and ancient wars between Drow and Duergar, and there's murmurings of things more vile and evil than either of those could ever be. But yes, as far as its depth and distance, there are innumerable entrances into the Underdark, and then it's just a weaving pattern of passageways that all connect those entrances to the surface.
Shadow, you spend a lot of time out in the woods. Track this fucking thing.
The space whale?
The space whale?
Yeah.
I've been trying to track that thing for the last 2 weeks.
Well, can you try again now? I hate to keep going. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here.
I'm going back to gold.
Okay, that's what I think too. What do you think of Leerlock?
My honest opinion is that I accompanied both of you on this journey down here to try and make some extra coin. And now that I have been dragged through some shit, I am going to say that I do have a say in it, whether you want it or not, even though you did just ask me. Just letting you know how I feel, that I would also like to absolutely get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, I would like to dive deeper.
All right, I think it's settled then. Let's get the hell out of here. And then I reach down to my sheath and I go, what do you think? Should we get out of here?
You hear a quiet response back to you, affirming that it would be best for all involved to do so.
All right, well, that settles it, guys. Let's go.
This motherfucker's possessed and he's a werewolf.
What? Possessed?
I'm gonna have to kill him. Shadow's gonna have to kill him. I can see it now. Anyway.
You've already stabbed him in the chest with a silver dagger.
Can't wait to do that again.
I feel better than ever.
Okay, so you guys start heading out the way you came. So you guys walk, oh man, a couple hours, really. The path is pretty linear right here. It's just a straight line. And y'all come to a familiar sight of a giant cavern filled with mushrooms.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if y'all remember this. Last time y'all used Pass Without Trace.
I was about to say, can I cast Pass Without a Trace on the party?
If you have spell slots, then you are more than welcome to do so.
I have a singular second level spell slot left.
All right.
You guys are worn out. So, so you guys come in here, and last time there were these floating creatures kind of floating all around the room, and you don't really see them at first glance. as you walk up to the edge of this place.
Gotta do a perception check or something and see if they're like somewhere different.
Yeah, why don't you all give me a perception check?
Okay.
Natural 20, 26.
Oh my gosh.
13.
Okay, so you guys are looking around trying to peer into this darkness with your dark vision, and Leolok just kind of closes his eyes and opens up his ears a little bit, and he can hear and kind of locate way off to the right, up high, a subtle almost like a snoring sound, but very airy.
Let's sneak through here again, guys.
All right, so why don't you guys all make me a stealth check with your... What's the bonus from Pass Without Trace?
10.
Plus 10.
Yeah.
All right, so 10. Yeah, y'all all make me a stealth check, plus 10. Tali, don't forget you get disadvantage.
Yep. Oh, God. I got a 15. I hope that passes.
27.
I got a 2 on the die.
Yeah, yeah. Let me check something here. So 27s.
I don't think I ever got that low last time.
No, we flew through it.
No, you're good.
Okay. So unless I get a nat 1, I think I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are able to slink through here. You know, last time I made y'all roll multiple times, but since they, as you're moving by, you can all kind of hear them off up the hill, off to the right. So they're a little farther away. We're just going to say one stealth check is good enough for you guys to slip through here if you'd like. Seth never rolled, but I don't think you can fail because natural ones don't automatically fail you.
27.
Okay, yeah. So you guys slip through here, no problem. You continue on for not too far past this place, another hour or so, and you find yourself in another familiar spot, passing by the grit cave. The smell hits you before you get there of these rotting grit carcasses kind of emanating out and start to bloat up and get stiff where you had left them before.
Keep walking.
Alright, you guys keep walking past that. And at this point, if you recall correctly, this was kind of the main trek down into the Underdark. You were really going down a lot of elevation as well as a long walk. So it's a hard walk back up. Your legs are pumping as you climb back up this thing. And it takes a long time, like half the day. We're talking 6 hours of walking before you come to a T in the road. Y'all would recall that y'all came straight down through at this T. If you kept going straight, that would take you back by the evil eye giant monster. But left and right, you haven't gone either of those ways.
Kalirlock, can you hear anything at this spot? Can you hear something either direction?
Let me give it a shot.
Yeah, give me a perception.
Perception. So I'll take a moment, try to focus and calm myself and quiet myself and drown out all the other nearby noises. Oh my god, another 26?
Oh my god.
Ooh.
Man, 26. So, you don't hear anything coming from ahead or to the left. But way off on the right, you hear just a little bit of, like, gravel falling. Like a little bit of movement. But it's way down the hallway, just barely echoing all the way down the hallway towards you.
So there's something really far off to the right. It's like a gravelly noise. Could be shifting. gravel. Just could be someone walking, some creature.
Y'all think that's our monster?
No.
No?
I don't know. You want to go see?
It's... I don't know. How are y'all looking?
I need a nap.
All right, let's keep going. Let's remember that, though. So it's to the right on our way up. So it'd be to the left on our way if we came back down.
Correct.
Okay.
You go another, like, short distance, maybe another 30 minutes or so. And if you go straight at that intersection, go another 30 minutes or so, and you come to a T. This one's, well, or really more of a Y in the road. Both of them seem to continue going up, left or right.
Which way did we come down?
It's getting a little bit fuzzier back here, so why don't you all go ahead and make me a survival check on this one.
14.
9.
19.
19, okay. So, Learlock and Talik, y'all are kind of scratching your head a little bit, and Shadow's like, no, we came from what would be if you went right at this Y.
After you.
Another half hour or so, and you come to another Y. Very similar to the last, except this time the right path stays about the nice 5 to 10 foot wide passage that y'all have been going in. The left path is a lot smaller. It's less than 5 feet. Looks like it might even get a little bit narrower going down towards the left.
I can't remember shit. Which way?
I think we turned right every why we came to.
Yeah, y'all can roll over your last survival check and know that y'all came from the right down this one.
Following you.
All right, so another not long, just like 500 feet or so down this way, you come to the broken down opening where y'all killed the giant Fomorian, the misshapen, crazy giant monster.
Where it stinks real bad?
It stinks bad here too.
How bad does it stink?
Even worse here. This thing's been dead even longer because y'all slept with the stinky Grix, and then, I mean, it's been days. Anyways, y'all continue on. Shortly after that, y'all arrive back at the room full of the Koatoa eating mushrooms. And the Koatoa are still there, and they are still eating mushrooms.
Are they still angry?
Oh, no, there aren't any Koatoa there, because y'all slaughtered them.
Hey, look at all them dead bodies.
In cold blood, just absolutely murdered them. I forgot. Yeah, so this room stinks too, except it's like a fishy, rotten smell.
We're not murder hobos.
Just saying that doesn't make it true.
That's the Underdark. It's free game.
Once you pass those copper gates.
Fuck them all.
There's no Geneva Convention in D&D.
There's no Geneva Convention in D&D. Okay. Another, right? Just going through all this is wild to go through how far y'all have traveled. So you go to the right again and walk just a short distance before you come to the lapping sounds of the lake that the Koatoa had originally scurried out of where y'all had fought the cave fishers.
Shadow just runs in and just screams out in intimidation to try to run the cave fishers off.
You know what? Make me an intimidation check.
Can I help?
Yeah, you can see him running in and try to follow up. What did you roll, Seth?
That's a 2.
I rolled a nat 1.
I rolled a 2.
So you guys come running in, banging on your weapons. Instead of the desired result of these cavefishers scurrying back away, you see a web strand come shooting at you, and I need you to roll initiative.
God dang it. I knew we should have slept with the dead Cyclops.
We're getting the fuck out of here. We're not fighting these.
5.
6.
7. No, just kidding. Let me see.
Oh my gosh.
21.
21. Okay. It is your turn, Tolik. You look up and you see two of these guys up in the air. We'll say Alir Locke is right behind y'all because he didn't say he was running in, slamming his.
Absolutely. Did we actually get a web shot at us, or that was just flavor?
You know, like in a Western, two people draw at the same time. Y'all knew a fight was happening. Like, they don't get a surprise round when y'all came in with the expectation that you were going to either get in combat or scare away these monsters, right? Like, surprise rounds are when you were sitting there taking a shit and somebody swings a sword at you.
Okay. I'm going to just dash, use my full dash to move 60 feet towards the door. Ooh, I can get pretty far. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
I ran 60 feet out.
Yep, yep, yep.
I'll end my turn.
Okay.
Fuck, and I just yell out, fuck these guys. I'm not fighting these fucking things again.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Fucking bugs.
I'm tired of these fucking bugs in this fucking cave.
In this motherfucking cave.
So, the cave fishers both go next. I got double 13s on both of their rolls, which is really creepy. And a bad omen. So, filament attack. One coming at a Alir Locke, one coming at Shadow. Alright, first one is on Shadow, and it is going to be a 14 to hit.
Miss!
Alright. Second one is on Alir Locke, and it is going to be a natural 20, a dirty 20 to hit.
Damn.
That unfortunately does hit.
So, you are restrained, the bad one. Worse than grappled.
Why would you do it?
And I need you to make a strength saving throw.
5.
That is definitely a fail. And you get pulled 25 feet towards this thing.
Oh.
And are dangling underneath it about 10 feet off the ground because of the angle that you were at. So you kind of swing as it starts pulling you up.
Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.